Yesterday, here in Paralimonial, we had a meeting of priests from all over the world. And I would like to address here from this shrine of apparition these words of Jesus to St. Margaret Mary. And especially he said them to my fellow priests. He said that I will give to priests the power to touch the most hardened hearts. It is from here, this shrine of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It is from here where this revelation of the Sacred Heart was made, complaining of, behold the heart that has loved so much and received so little love in return, that one of his greatest complaints was that the pain in his heart came from those souls that were consecrated to him. And so we brothers, my brother priests, all over the world, that we are the ones who are going to be especially called to spread this devotion of the Sacred Heart. And in our day, we have a very special opportunity at this particular time. Paul VI, after he had closed a synod in 1970, took the papers of that synodal and that were all prepared, and he placed them aside. And almost as an aftermath, he said, the devil is going to attack the Catholic Church. And his full attack for the next 40 years is going to come right at the Catholic priesthood. There couldn't be anything more prophetic than those words of Pope Paul VI. In 1970. From 1970 to last year, 2010, the onslaught of the devil has come right against the Catholic priesthood. We have been targeted by the enemy of the church. And yet, our Lord said about his church, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But we are certainly suffering a tremendous onslaught at this time, and the barrage is coming at the priest. Because of our position in the church, so much at this time, all over Europe here, and now in many places of the world, people now associate the priest with pedophiles. They associate us with homosexuals. They associate us with all kinds of horrible things. And the priesthood itself has come under a tremendous attack. And all of us are suffering. Every place I go, and at that meeting yesterday with the priest here at Paralimonial, one of the priests from Ireland said, you know, the biggest thing we have is the feeling of being discouraged. Another priest from another part of the United States said that we seem to be painted with the same brush that they're painting all of those few people who may be pedophiles. And we seem to now be suffering from that. And we also seem to be abandoned by our bishops, that the Dallas Charter has put us in a position that if anyone is going to attack us, we're going to be immediately removed and suspect. And so, brothers, this malaise, this cloud has settled over us, the priests. And yet, what I see that as I share with you today from Paralimonial is the heart of Jesus, especially in these days in which there is tremendous hope and grace and light that now can come through us. As we are here in the church today as priests, Karl Rahner, in one of his early Karl Rahner, talked about the heart of the priest of the 21st century. The symbol of the Catholic priesthood in the 21st century is the pierced heart of Christ. And what I've just described is truly with regard to the whole body, the mystical body, which the church is. The priesthood at this time is the pierced heart of Christ. All, even sometimes those who are supposed to be close to us, seem most distant from us, withdrawing, cold, feeling of aloneness. We are experiencing that isolation, rejection, and abandonment. That's the heart of Jesus. We are the heart of Jesus in his suffering now, in his dying. The point the runner was making was this, that if we, in the 21st century, because the church has been rejected, if we will allow them to kill us, just like it killed him in the first century, in the year 33, they killed Jesus. And from his wounded side came water and blood. And so we priests, as we are pouring forth this water from the side of the body of Christ, that's the power of Jesus in the baptism of washing and cleansing the church. The church will be accepted if we allow ourselves, like him, to be killed, to be pierced. And then as the church came out of the side of Jesus Christ, so today, in the 21st century, from the heart of the priest will come the church. From the heart of the priest will come the water and the blood. And we, who are those who are leading the people in prayer, can say every day to our bride, the church, take and drink. This is my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all so that sins may be forgiven. So that we now become Christ to the bride. I am the body and the blood of Jesus, giving myself to the church today. That we will be more fully alive and more priestly than ever before. It's not just for the celebration of the Mass, 1 hour a day, but we are being called to be 24 hours a day, not just on Sunday, 7 days a week, 24/7. We will be Jesus in the world today, Christ in the world today, walking tabernacles, blessing, forgiving, healing, driving out demons, the priest of this, the 21st century. And when they see us living that identity that we have by our baptism, by our confirmation, by our ordination, then they will see Christ again. And the church will again be accepted in the world. The image I would present to you from here at Paralimonial is the heart of Christ, pierced. The heart of Christ, which each one of us can take out and say to our people every Sunday, every time we meet with them, wherever we go, behold the heart that has loved so much, and many times too in our day, received so little love in return. If we're going to be able to do that, then my brothers, then we're going to have a source from which we draw. The personal relationship that Jesus had was with his Father. If I am Jesus, then my relationship is with my Abba first. The first relationship that Jesus had with not the people, but with what his Father. As he said in chapter 11 of Matthew's Gospel, everything I have, the Father has given me. And what I have, I give to you. So that we receive everything from the Father. And therefore, we, priests, can now give him to the people. Whatever I have, I've received from the Father. And then, right after that line, he says, come to me, I will refresh you. But before we can be pastors and fathers and shepherds to our people, we must be truly sons of the Father. We are the beloved Son, that we can each day hear with Jesus as he heard when he came up from the water after John baptized him in the Jordan. Let's hear that deep inside of ourselves before anyone else can speak with us. Let us hear the voice of the Father. And that's really what I pray, beloved brothers, that you hear from here at Paralimonial. You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And so, the message from Paralimonial, from the heart of Jesus, is that you are one with his Son. You are the beloved Son of the Father, and you are the pierced heart that will lay down your life for your sheep.